हरिताय गौर हरि गो हरि गो हरि गो हरि गो ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela, Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vinant Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwaru Panuga Guru Varga, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we're observing Utpana Ekadasi, also the disappearance day of Sri Narahari Sarkar Thakur. This Utpana Ekadasi is the Ekadasi of this month of Margashirsha, or the Keshav month. In our Gaudiya Vaishnav calendar, the names are according to the names of Krishna. So after Damodar, then that is Keshav. So this also in the common name, that's Margashirsha. So in the first Ekadasi of that month, in the Krishna Paksha, this is called Utpana Ekadasi. And many times Vaishnava has already explained how this Utpana Ekadasi is actually the appearance day of Ekadasi Devi. And you can read the details of this history from the Bhavishya Uttar Upanishad. No, Bhavishya Uttar Puran. Because, you know, Prabhupada, they published this Navadvipa Mahatmya, Ekadasi Mahatmya, and there all these different glories of Ekadasis are there, and they're collecting from all the different Puranas. So it is only in this Utpana Ekadasi that you can really see the history of how Ekadasi appeared as a person. So that is actually like the first time, of course, in Naimittik Leela, first time that Ekadasi appeared. So it has been told that, and this is actually Krishna telling to Arjuna. Arjuna was asking, like, Krishna, like, what is benefit of fasting on Ekadasi? And like, what is this Ekadasi in this month of Margashirsha, like this? So this is just Krishna explaining. And in that, then he explained all the rules, like how to follow Ekadasi and actually all the benefits. That mainly if you're a karmi, then you'll be very attracted. Because for one, Krishna, when he's explaining, he's giving like a different comparison. Like in this world, if you're giving charity, it's actually funny because there it says, if you're feeding one brahmachari, then this is like 10 times better than feeding like a Brahmin, like this. And 10 times more than that is if you're giving land to a needy Brahmin, like this. And so on, like all this, like different, and more than that, and like this. And ultimately, it leads to, and the best, and nothing can be more better is when you're giving food grains in charity. Like this. This is like very, very auspicious. But then he said, but one who fasts on Ekadasi, this cannot even be compared to anything. Like, this is incomparable. So then he said that, oh, the demigods, they're very pleased with like all these different yagyas. But more than all these different yagyas is just this fasting on like Ekadasi. And therefore Arjuna was asking like, how, like what is this glory of this Ekadasi? And therefore then Krishna was speaking about this history, like how Ekadasi first appeared. It was said that in Satya Yuga, there was this very great demon. His name is Mura demon. And he's very powerful, that like all the demigods were under his control. Indra, from Indra to like the sun god, the wind god, like all became under his control, and they were all like fearful of him. So it is said that they went to Lord Shiva and asked like what to do. And Lord Shiva said, Lord, go to Lord Jagannath. Pray to Lord Jagannath, Mahavishnu. He is the maintainer of the universe. He is the shelter of the universe. And I said, so then they went to Mahavishnu and prayed, and like glorifying him. And then Mahavishnu like asking like, oh, what is it that you need? Like, and they're telling about this problem, that oh, they are in fear of this demon. They have conquered, they have taken everything, this Mura demon. And then he said that, Vishnu said, no problem. Like right now, immediately go to his capital and I will follow. We will conquer this demon. And so it is said that then they went to that place of the demon and they attacked. And then the demons were fighting them. Then Vishnu came. It is said that he has a sword, he has a club, and a chakra, or the disc. And then, yeah, he killed so many demons. Finally, this Mura came to attack him, and it said that, oh, very difficult to kill this demon. He's throwing all these weapons, and we know this is his Leela. He's now like relishing, of course, Bhagavan, he's relisher of all like mellows. Now he's relishing all this Viraras. So he said that he's throwing all these weapons, and all his weapons were like easily is counteracted by Mura's weapons. And until finally, he just had to go and like with his own arms, like fight with his demon. And they were wrestling, it is said, for 1,000 years. Not this 1,000 years of the earth, it's a celestial years. So that's quite a long time they were like wrestling. And it said that he could not defeat this demon. He became very tired. And he actually, like, it said, like, run away. Krishna himself, when he was telling to Arjuna, he was telling, like, oh, I had to, like, I was very tired. There's no doubt about this. He said this, there's no doubt about this. I had to run, and I was afraid. So he went to Badrik Ashram. And there is a very beautiful cave. It says 98 miles in diameter, very big cave, which has only one gate. And he went inside there to sleep. So, so of course, who can understand Bhagavan's like pastime? If really he's afraid, why he went there to sleep? But of course, he would explain that he was very tired. So he was hiding and he went to sleep. This demon tried to follow him. And when he reached there, then he planned, he saw Vishnu, and he was planning to kill. So finally, I can kill this person who's killing all the demons. Like this. And while he was ready to kill him, then it is said that from the body of Vishnu appeared this little girl. Beautiful, like very effulgent little girl. It's amazing. One little girl came and approached this demon and fighting with this demon. That this Mura, he was so surprised that like, oh, how this little girl, like very fast. And I cannot also like easily like capture or like hit by my, like any of my weapons. And he said that, oh, this girl, like this arm, was throwing all these like weapons, and breaking all the weapons of this Mura demon. And finally, this Mura demon became very angry. He came close to attack directly this little girl. And this little girl just cut the head of this demon. And that's how this Mura demon died. Then it is said later on, Vishnu woke up and he saw the dead demon and this little girl like offering like obeisances. And he was asking who killed this demon? Or who protected me from this demon? Then this girl said, I killed him. When you were sleeping, then I saw he was ready to kill you. And therefore, I immediately attacked. She introduced, like, I am directly your potency, like this. So then Vishnu was telling, I'm very pleased with you. By you, you have maintained or you have established now like peace. All the demigods will not be fearful anymore. So please ask for any boon. And so this girl, he was telling that, I only ask that boon that those, like even the most like sinful, like the greatest sin can be removed by anyone who follows a vrat to fast on this day. And so he said, and Krishna promised like easily that can be done. Krishna promised that anyone who fasts on this day, and that was the Ekadasi. He said, anyone who follows Ekadasi, I will remove all their sins, and I will make them attain my abode. So these two things he promised. The one of the things, actually, there's a few more other details. This girl was telling that, all this, that boon, that their older sins be removed, and that they can actually come to your kingdom. And he said, those who are not able to fast the whole day, they can take like once at night or in the midday, then they can have half of that boon. So anyhow, it was on this Leela that it's been established like how Ekadasi appeared like as a person. And in this way, Krishna actually, he said that because you appear on this 11th day, you will be known as Ekadasi. So this very day is Utpana Ekadasi. This is like the appearance day of Ekadasi Devi. And so other than that, we know already really Ekadasi, this is only like anaimitic lila. Ekadasi is eternal. And like Krishna, he's coming to this world. He has like a birth pastime like this. But he is always eternal. But this is a very like a very merciful like pastime, because by hearing this, he said like hearing even one of the boons also, he said like hearing even just a sentence of this glory of this Ekadasi, then one can be completely freed from all sins and they become qualified to like attain the kingdom of Bhagavan. So this day very auspicious. And therefore, for the devotees, this day is a day of like a festival. So festival meaning a festival of glorification for Bhagavan. And so on this day, they don't waste this time. They take this time for chanting more, hearing Harikatha. And as also like mentioned, Krishna himself telling all these rules. They said, don't waste this day like in sleeping. So on Ekadasi, like don't sleep. So that's why we see Vaishnavas, they don't sleep at night. But someone may not be in that condition, so they may sleep at night, but at least during the day, they don't waste that time in just like sleeping. Otherwise, like just imagine like Bhagavan himself or his Swarup Shakti, he's sending on that particular time to give you actually the greatest gift. Of course, the material opulence, liberation, there, that's granted, be given. But Ekadasi is mother of bhakti. She can actually give prem. So if not following nicely, she's there. She's coming twice a month to help you attain this, make you strong. But like sometimes as conditioned jivas, we forget about this fact. And therefore, we take these things for granted. And so Vaishnava is always reminding us, don't forget. Like, take this very important time. Don't waste this time. Like, Ekadasi has come to give you the greatest gift. Why would you sleep on that day? Why wouldn't you forget to chant the name? Or, like, glorify that day? Or hear or stay with the Vaishnavas and properly follow this day very nicely? Because it's already, like, established. Krishna himself promised that if you're following this nicely, then definitely not only your sins will be removed, but you can be qualified to be resident of his abode. So not just Vaikuntha, if for us we want to be in like Goloka Vrindavan. So this Ekadasi Devi is coming, delivering us for that. So this day, very auspicious. And also on this day, this is the day our Narahari Sarkar Thakur chose to disappear. So we know that he is one of the Kandavasi, residents of Shikanda. Shikanda is one of the very strong community of devotees. During the time of Mahaprabhu, this is like one of the headquarters of great devotees. So in Shikanda, we know there's Narahari Sarkar, there's Mukunda, Raghunandan Thakur, and a few more other like devotees. So they're very dear to Mahaprabhu. Narahari Sarkar especially said, he's always there in Mahaprabhu Lila. Also in Navadvip, he was there. In Gorganadesh Deepika, it has been said that he is actually Madhumati Sakhi, one gopi, who's like one of his prominent service is to serve Radha and Krishna with like very nice like honey and like very special preparations like this. So he said one time Lord Nityananda, we know his Baladev, he during the time when he was preaching, as Mahaprabhu sent him to Bengal, so when he visited Shikanda, then he actually revealed who Narahari. And he was telling, oh, Narahari, it's like, we know who you are. Like, where's all the honey? Quickly, give honey, like this. And so then Narahari just went, they have a pond just at the back of the house. So he just gets like water from the pond, and it said, oh, it became honey, and gave to Lord Nityananda. So Narahari Sarkar, we know he is like very great devotee. Mahaprabhu, it is said one specialty with Narahari is that Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to hear glorifications from any devotee. When some devotees would glorify him and like sing songs about him, then he would close his ears and would say, Vishnu, Vishnu, like why, what are you doing like that? He would dismiss them. But when Narahari would do this, Mahaprabhu will listen. He will not like make any like reactions like, hey, don't do. He's like the only person who can do that to Mahaprabhu. So it is said that Narahari, he is also during the time of Srinivas Acharya, he's like Srinivas Acharya's his like main well-wisher. He considered him actually his like siksha guru, like this. So sometimes devotees would become confused between Narahari Sarkar and Narahari Chakravarti. There's a book, Bhakti Ratnakar. This was written by Narahari Chakravarti. This is not written by Narahari Sarkar. Because if you read this Bhakti Ratnakar, you will see he's talking about Narahari Sarkar, like this. He's not talking about himself. He was mentioning he came actually like later. Narahari Chakravarti. But Narahari Sarkar, he himself has written like many like beautiful songs. And of course, it is said like no one really knows, because sometimes it's been confused, like it's either Narahari Sarkar or Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. So many devotees cannot really ascertain who the Narahari is written some such songs, but he's been known that he's written like so many nice songs. Of course, we know this song. One of the songs that we always sing is Manare Kaha Nagora Katha. That's one of the songs by Narahari. And a few more about like Mahaprabhu. And so he said that today, his disappearance day, he has chosen this like special day on Ekadasi to disappear from this world, enter into the eternal pastimes. Of course, we know he's an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. Eternal associate of Radha Krishna is Madhu Matisaki. But as eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Narahari Thakur. So we pray unto his personalities that one, we can nicely follow this Ekadasi, and just as he went on this particular day back to his eternal service, to eternal dham, he can also bless us that we can properly follow this Ekadasi and be qualified to enter into the service of in the eternal dham with our Srila Gurudev.
Ungagyano timirandasya gananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah vancha kalpaturubhyasya kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namah nama vadannaya krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutishi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopal Bhatta Das Rokunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charnabandhan Jayate Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudha Sanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Karne Singhadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvaprata Giriraj Govardhanjeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohanjeev ki jai, Jai Giriraj Govardhan Jiyo ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiyo ki jai, Jai Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Karne Singhadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Jai Kaitanya Vrata ki jai, Vratapan Kari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Upanna Ekadasi Tithi ki jai, Jai Ekadasi Tithi Paran Kari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samaved Guru Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Bhaut Pramanande. Today is Margashisya Mas Krishna Paksha Utpanna Ekadasi. Shastra has many, many glories of Ekadasis, Devis. Vaisdev is collecting and he is, everything is there. But many shastra, how many reading? Then telling Mahajana Jana Gatasupantha. All Guru Varga Mahajan, anything is following, what are they remembering, what are they praying, what are they thinking, they are near going then, very easy. Telling once a time, Jam Maharaj, Dharmaraj, he is thinking, many persons sinful, many offender, many murder, slaughter, house, the killing animals, many nonsense people, I am catching, bringing and giving punishment. But this punishment with nobody changing. Punishment time suffering, after giving relief, forget all. Like sick people, diarrhea, then thinking, oh, no more eating any this delicious things. Now I'm vegetables boil, yeah, anyhow I'm maintaining, I'm no more eating. But little later, okay, one day, 2 days following, 3 days, no need. Now pizza is necessary. Yeah. Also some cream and butter necessary. Forget all time. Many person suffering. Dharmaraj is telling, what can I do? I am giving a lot of punishment. Boiling oil, there is throwing. They are to take out and all animals coming and eating. Sometime fire inside giving. Oh, how much punishment. But they, after little later, forget all. So this world also, jivas, how much sickness, all pain, many things come, but little later all forgetting. But they cannot change. Like many nonsense people, stupid people put in jail. Long time in jail, but come out, then all forget. Then doing more, all bad things. Then Dharmaraj is saying of very this work is, my work is very painful work, but not possible changing, not purifying. Then he is, Lord Sri is near, is praying, please Prabhu, the jivas helping for, changing for, possible you are qualified and you are possible anything is arranging, you, any process, any movement. Then he is crying, praying the jivas for requesting Vishnu, Lord Sri is near. Now Mahalakshmi is near, is telling, I am going some places. Say, I am also coming. Say, no. You are going, you giving jivas without any condition, you giving wealth. And jiva taking his wealth, accepting and doing nonsense things. Look, any rich people, wealthy people, healthy people, uncontrolled. They going, everything is doing wrong work. Poor people much better. Nothing, what they're doing. Nothing. Rich people, healthy people, wealthy people. Tell Mahalakshmi, I am never taking you. You are very kind, you all jivas giving wealth, making rich. You like this. And they are taking this wealth and they're doing all wrong and sinful person, personality, and then going where? Hell. And they are suffering. This world also, wealthy people has many sickness, sick, going hospital, all time suffering. Poor people has nothing, no tension. So now he says, I am alone going. Then Lord Sri Hari, he is, came with Jamaloka, Dharmaraj, many hell, and hell is spent, they are came. But coming before, his lotus smell, like cooling. Jam Maharaj tried to stopping people, all time suffering and shouting, all time crying. But now, no need anything for telling, hey, you stop. Somebody beating, somebody cutting, but they're suffering. But Lord Sri Hari came, coming before, all are peaceful, all are feeling well. Then, Dharmaraj with his discussion, say, Prabhu, this I am making hell is plain hell, but how is this is suffering place? How can I explain you? You looking there, you going, then Lord telling, okay, going and looking the jiva's position, like inside this warums and toilet pots, big lake like, inside is all jiva, like crocodile eating them and all other animals eating, and snake is biting. Oh, how suffering. But now, Lord this came, all is peaceful, all happy, no more tension. That time, Dharmaraj is questioning, Prabhu, punishment time, all are say, oh, I am not doing anything more wrong. Sorry. Oh, please, one time, forgive me. After little later, get birth, new baby body, tell me, hey, don't tell lie, don't cheating anybody, and don't doing wrong. Say, you are big advisor, guru, acharya, I can carry you. Get out. All times they doing nonsense. So then, Lord is thinking of mercifully anybody is changing for what process needs necessary. Punishment to this, nobody changing. Never changing. Dharmaraj is talking. You giving punishment, nobody changing. That time Krishna thinking, then telling his Karuna Shakti, heart is jivas for melting. Oh, then suffering but never remembering me. Never praying and asking. I am there, all in all, will we share, or jiva is mine, but never asking, never praying. Stubborn and also many jivas has no knowledge and idea also. They don't know anything. What doing now? Then, who is teaching them, helping them? That time, Krishna's this Karuna Shakti, she is, Swarup Shakti's expansion, she is, appears. And appears after praying Krishna's near. How can I am helping this and fulfilling your desire, helping the jiva? Then, telling jiva's brain is very small. One thing is accepting, after thinking this is good, this is right for me, no need more. But this is good or bad, they no understand. What is right, what is wrong, or what is proper and helpful, everybody is teaching and helping. See, anybody coming, calling, then possible, and I am going, then they are fighting with me, hating me, no accepting me, my any order and advice, then how can I am teaching and helping? But jiva is very stubborn. Then Krishna is saying, this Jambharaj, Dharmaraj, giving announcement, all hell is spent, hell inside. Anybody following Ekadasi took shelter her near, and I am giving bell. no more punishment. Then all hellspirant, everybody say, yes, I am following, I am following, I am following. Everybody say, I am following. So, okay, today I am giving everybody's bell. Everybody free. Following? But Ekadashi Devi is near came. Then Ekadashi Devi, she is saying, oh, you don't eat non-veg. Yeah, Ekadashi day, no grains. Only fasting. Then I am cleaning, purifying and giving you this nectar. But jiva is, say this is not possible. Complete day night fasting, not possible. I am thirsty, I am hungry. Then what I am doing? Then say, okay, you are not possible. Then take some water, yeah, some liquid juice, yeah, fruits, enough? Say, no, I need food stuff. Then say, this is tamoguni, yeah, rajasi, tamasi things taking, sattik things taking, then nirgun things, not possible room. Then how can I am giving you? But jiva's condition, Dharmaraj near promise, no giving more punishment. I am now following Ekadashi. She is helping, teaching and purifying, cooling and after giving his good activities for desire and all times she take care of us. Then all are going, soon God near and meeting within God, then no more punishment, no more pain. But Ekadashi Devi near came, then Ekadashi Devi teachings for, fulfilling for, she is trying, but jiva is what doing? Going other side. No Nam Kirtan, no Bhagavad Sravan, telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita's, there is telling. Why are following Ekadashi? Holy river like Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, otherwise, holy dham. Otherwise, nearby deities, temple, Krishna, Vishnu's deity. And that day, you reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting holy name of God, doing kirtan, Navada Bhakti following. She is teaching. One day, not possible, every day, one day you practicing. Then after I am, all time take care of you. But jiva has no desire. Ekadashi following, but no following Navada Bhakti, one limbs. Then Ekadashi Devi, what doing? Also now is other rules, okay, not possible grain sitting, but fruits and roots, many things I'm eating. But Ekadashi Devi like, will be our Ekadashi Devi day, foods is only nine leaves of bhakti. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnusmananam, padasivanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya, sakyatma, nivedanam. Iti pungsar pita vishnu bhakti sit navalakhana. These nine things is bhakti, food, soul food. But jiva, not hearing, remembering. Then Dharmaraj, today Lord Sri Hari is mercy with us. He is request after this Ekadashi Devi, she appears. And she is helping for, she is ready. All time for helping for, all life for, all jivas for. So any jiva there is following, then they are going Krishna Loka. Yab Kolok Vaikuntha. So now this Dharmaraj, he is now saying, okay, my this hell, mani Jamloka, here also giving announcement, today no more punishment, no more anybody is torturing. Today is Ekadashi Devi. She is, everybody is helping. But one day, like jailer, in jail prisoners giving one day vacation. Today off. Today no punishment, nothing. I am opening gate, jail, and you free today. So telling Vyasadeva, like is many animals are inside this one cage inside. Opening cage gate, all running here and there. They are free now today. So telling the jiva in hell one day, ekadashi day, off, no more punishment. Then they are starting more nonsense. More. Then see what doing. Like jivas for this living entity jivas. One day you give him free. Okay, you today as you choose you do. Take money, you as you choose you do. Then looking jiva's nature. So Dharmaraj say, oh, today Ekadashi day, I'm everything off. Then Dharmaraj again asking. Then say, okay, you now here starting first is Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, this Bhakti limbs, you also following and you teaching. Then it's possible. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, all demigods came. They are taking training how is doing Nama Sankirtanam. Sukadeva Goswami teaching and how is doing Bhagavad Kirtan. And Parikshit Maharaj hearing. Parikshit Sabane Bhagavad Vyasa Kirtane, Prahlada Smarane, Prithu Pujane. So one limbs, one by one, all bhaktas are following. Kavipati Dasya, Atasakha Arjuna, Balirbhut Krishna Aptire Samparam. So telling this, Dharmaraj then himself, he say, Mahaprabhu Lila time came. And this Kirtan time starting, practicing. So all are, this Kali Yuga, this Kirtan, Hari Kirtan, Ekadashi day starting and doing Kirtan, yeah, bhakti, this all limbs is following. Then Ekadashi Devi, Utpanna, meaning she is appear and she is take care of us and take responsibility and forever. Then no more punishment, no more going is wrong way. She is all time controlling. Otherwise, bhakti limbs following for not desire. Jiva nonsense. Telling I am following Ekadashi today fasting, but going cinema. Opening this serial. Otherwise game. Otherwise nonsense all doing. So this is Ekadashi Vrata. Therefore no. Will be one day serious, very strong. To Utpanna Ekadashi today Dharmaraj for teaching. And Dharmaraj also this hell inside all living entities for sinful persons for helping and teaching. By Ekadashi Devi promise. And like Navadip Dham, this Mahaprabhu himself, he is all bhaktas with his kirtan starting. Where Shiva Sangam? Sihari Vasare Hari Kirtana Vidhan. Nitya Arambila Prabhu Jagatira Pan. Shiva Sangam ne Mahapur Shiva Sangam Mahaprabhu starting Kirtan. That time Jagai Madhai ya Adadar, everybody allow. They came Kirtan. They very happy. After they requesting, this Kirtan every day running, how? Like Ekadashi day Mahaprabhu, Uthila Kirtan Dhani Gopala Govinda. Mahaprabhu starting baby Kirtan day and night 24 hours. Then they're saying, Prabhu, please giving helping us. Also continue every day doing this Nam Sankirtanam. Very tasteful, very helpful. Then Mahaprabhu say yes. praying this Ekadashi Devi is near. She is, our 11 senses are making favorable and very strong. And then this possible bhakti limbs following for taste and desire coming. Ekadashi Devi helping. And Mahaprabhu, everybody is giving order. Ekadashi following for. Mother near also praying and begging. Mother, you give me one bhiksha, that's what? The Ekadashi day, grains not cooking, not eating. No need. Sati Mata said, yes, very good, very nice. Ekadashi following. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, Kali Yuga starting. So Dharmaraj, this Kali Yuga, he's looking very happy, this Krishna Kirtan. So today is this Utpanna Ekadashi. Ekadashi Devi appears from severe desire too. This is all his own special desire for only for jivas, helping for. And jiva today surrender, respecting and offering of oneself is Ekadashi Devi near, then she is forever for giving liberation and mukti and giving bhakti yoga. Also today is Nareshwar Thakur disappears the this. Nareshwar Thakur is writing Mahaprabhu's for ki jodi goranga nahi to tabe ki hoy to kemone dhoretam de radhara mahima prajaras sima jagate janato ki telling God incarnations for Shastra has many, many definition, many glories. But Srimati Dharani Swarup Shakti, Mahalakshmi's glory is many. Durga Kali Chandi Bhairavi is. But Radharani's glory is Swarup Shakti, Aladini Shakti, anybody has no idea. Mahaprabhu came first, then Mahaprabhu giving this all Goswamis for order. You are glorifying now. All Srimati Adharani and Prajagopis, the Prajadevis. So Nareshwar Thakur, then his this kirtan is he's starting. Mahaprabhu no coming, then jiva never anything understanding, bhakti. What line? Which limbs? What following? How following? So Mahaprabhu come. First, Mahaprabhu this Ekadashi for giving order. Tulsi Puja, Ganga Vaishnava respect, and then Radharani's and Vrajagopi's specialities. So this Nareshwar Thakur, he is Khandavasi Narahari, he is making Vaishnava form, meaning Sulachan Thakur, Chiranjeev Sen, Govinda Kaviraj, Ramchandra Kaviraj, Raghunandan Thakur, this Mukunda Dutta. There is first is starting Ekadashi Day Kirtan. After starting his every month before 2 days he doing Kirtan. After Nityananda Prabhu came by Mahaprabhu's order, then his Khandavasi, Srikhanda, Jajigram and Bordanga, Ulingram, there is Akaihat and Daihat, Balagachi, all Vaishnava assemblies. He is now, by Mahaprabhu's order, every day going. Every day, today here program, next day there program. All Kirtan and Mahaprabhu's, what is classes, what is Mahaprabhu teaching, how bhakti following. He is everywhere going and teaching. Sometimes he is his long life, he's like Acharya Srinivas, Narottam Thakur, Samananda, all are came meeting with him. He's long time staying. Also his life is completely brahmachari life. He has no family, he has no entire. He Mahaprabhu's for, he's offering himself all. And he's offering for Mahaprabhu. And next is telling, he's anywhere going, Kirtan is starting, then he's saying Harinam, Harikirtan, and this Vaishnava and Ekadasi and Tulasi, Ganga, this is very sweet remembering for memorizing for, not too hard. You are calling, remembering and praying, they are coming, they are helping. Then sometime he is starting Kirtan Ganga, bank of Ganga. Katwatu starting and until Agradeep, he is Kirtan. There Govinda Ghosh, Basu Ghosh, and there is Kaliya Krishna Das, many Vaishnava. No need inviting, like Sukadeva Goswami, he is starting this Bhagavad Katha, then all Rishi Maharshi came. Like Narasimha Rao Thakur, he is starting Kirtan, then Kirtan is calling and inviting automatic all Bhakta devotees Vaishnavati until animals also. And Kirtan running, one month continue. Nityananda Prabhu came, and 1 month day and night Kirtan. Nobody eating, nobody sleeping, nobody resting, nothing. After Nityananda Prabhu say, oh, now he's bringing nice kodamo flower. I'm offering. Now Krishna is coming. Krishna appears now. I'm giving kodamo flower. So Narasimha Rao Thakur say, your garden has many kodamo flowers, bring and go. He said, I have no kodamo tree, I am not in Vrindavan. Say, no. Shikhanda is Vrindavan, one part. This Madhumati Sukhi's part. Kunjo, three parts. Then he is gone, bank of pond, near, they are looking, many kodambo. Oh, little later, Nityananda, all bhakta saying, oh, now is Vrindavan Dham here appears. Oh, look, all Vrindavan looking, Krishna, many Gocharan Lila, cows are there, other Kunja Sukhi there, everything his Narasimha Rao Thakur by Nityananda's mercy, there appears. So first who appears? Madan Mohan. Therefore, Madan Mohan Kunjo. After Govinda Dev appears, then Govinda Kunjo. Last is Gopinath appears. So there is Raghunandan Thakur, his nephew of Narasimha Rao Thakur. He is nearest telling, okay, you are seeing Gopinath. And telling, this Sulochan Thakur, you worshipping this Madan Mohan. Chiranjeev Sen, you worshipping Govinda Dev. Now, everybody worshipping. But Raghunandan, he is telling Brajaraj Krishna, he is not eating rice and dal. He likes his laddu, sweet, and kachori, malpua, nice things. Then, telling my Gopinath, like laddu. No, like this. All time khichdi and rice and dal. So his mother cooking every day, making 12 year 15 laddus. Then he is Narasimha Rao Thakur near telling, this laddu I am offering Gopinath. Then very happy. But offering, every day Gopinath is eating. One day Mukunda Dutta telling, hey Raghunandan, where are going this all laddu? See, Krishna is many sokha. Subahu, Viradbahu, Balabhadra, Bhadrasen, Kinkini, Arjun, Pipili, many sokha. He is telling many names. All are coming and fast eating. They are telling it 12-15 laddu not good. One basket, lot of laddu needed. Then others they are fighting. Then thinking this childhood is talking. Narasimha Rao Thakur is telling Raghunandan childhood to his lost his brain and his life is useless. Offering bhoga and after what doing, anybody not know. Then Narasimha Rao Thakur saying, why you giving little laddu? You giving one basket every day. Then they making laddu and giving, hiding Mukunda Dutta. What doing I am looking? He is giving Gopinath. Say Gopinath, calling all sakhas. Today a lot of laddu. Also you eating, Gopinath not talking, not taking one touching laddu. Why not touching? What happened? Not tasteful, not good? Take. But he not taking. Then he is taking one laddu, telling me, okay, you eat. Then Gopinath is, eyes with his showing. Back is somebody other. Then
Raghunandan talking, Naresh Sarkar Thakur very happy, he's smiling. But Mukundadatta behind Gopinath, no. Gopinath has everything, idea. But he's eating laddu, taking, then Mukundadatta came, very shy. Then his hand is half laddu, half his mouth, no more touching. So Mahaprabhu asking this, Raghunandan Thakur Niyan. Raghunandan, you have love for Gopinath. Gopinath accepting your all bhoga, all food stuff. Then Mukunda, one day, his father is inviting Mahaprabhu, Chaturmasya time, telling, okay, today I am offering you bhoga, you are coming, taking prasadam. Then Mahaprabhu came, he is cooking many things, arranging many things. Next day, Raghunandan says, I am today inviting Mahaprabhu. Then he is what arranging? Neem leaves fry, little yogurt, little ginger, lemon, and rice. Not too many things. Mahaprabhu says yes, Raghunandan knows everything. I am very happy with him. Then asking Mukundadatta for, Raghunandan your father? Yeah, you Raghunandan father. Say no, no. Raghunandan my father. So Naresh Sarkar Thakur there, by Mahaprabhu's desire and Nitanpur desire, his opening there is complete as it is Vrindavan and Vrindavan Seva. First time, the Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath there is present. That time, Vrindavan not Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, but there is appears. Also, Ramkeli Rupa Goswami before is arranging there Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath. So, this Naresh Sarkar Thakur after today Utpanna Ekadasi, he is in Madan Mohan Gopinath Govinda's front of, he disappears. And there he is also Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan front of arranging his Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir. Now also there is rules. Bhoga, first going Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, then this Bhoga offering Naresh Thakur. He is accepting. The Ekadasi day, he is bathing Ganga and Kirtan with his calm. He is going program every day. So today also many program. Then his entire is Bhajan Kuti, he not come out. Then all are gone, looking there nothing, only flowers. Where are he? He is in Samadhi. No need anybody giving Samadhi. He is entire is Samadhi. So today, Utpanna Ekadasi day, he is Mahaprabhu's great desire for, he is now also present everywhere, helping. Anybody following Ekadasi, he is going there, he is starting this Kirtan and Bhakti's all rules. Now tomorrow, next hearing, Gaur Pramanande Hari.
Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna.